Over there, it wants to teach us like this. The darker the esrik yerik. You know why an esrik tree in one way in Hilchas Maestris has the same halacha like yerik? Maestris, in other words, means we know the first 2 years you have to take off Maestris Sheni. The third year it's Maestris Oni. The fourth and fifth it's Maestris Sheni. The sixth year it's Maestris Oni again. So the question is now, esrik tree, when you pull the esrik off the tree on the third year, when does it have a loch of Maestris Oni? When is a loch of Maestris Sheni? So a regular tree, a regular elon, a fruit tree, you go after Chanota. If the tree was blossomed on the second year, even though you pull it off the tree on the third year, you have to give Maestris Sheni, not Maestris Oni. But by Esrog tree, it's not that way. By an Esrog tree, in this halach of Maestris, you go after Shas Lakita. If you pull off the Esrog on the third year, so halach would be Maestris Oni and not Maestris Sheni. Why? Why is this that an Esrog is like a Yerik? Because what's the reason why a Yerik goes after Shas Lakita? Because my Yerik, a darkly godel akomayim, just like vegetables have to be watered a lot. It grows on all type of water, means it's not enough by rainwater. But you have to fetch the water in and feed it and water it. Over Shas Lakita, and therefore the loch is you go after Shas Lakita. When you pull the Yerik off, that year that it's pulled off, that's the year you give it some ice. Af Esrig, same thing by an Esrig tree. Darko ligodol akomayim. An Esrig tree also is not enough by rainwater, you have to keep on watering it. And therefore, v'shas likitasi yisuroi. Therefore, v'ilchos maisa rishon maisa roni, you go after the time you pulled it off the tree. If you pulled it off the tree on the third year, you give maisa roni. If you pulled it off the second year, you give maisa sheni. That's why it says, loshen of derech, by this esrog tree to teach us why the esrog has a loch like a yerik. For the magud v'hodatan, that we learn, kvi. A kvi is like someone says like a buffalo, it's a suffolk, whether it's a chai or a behema. So, yeshboi, the loch is of yeshboi, drochim, shovel, a chaya, certain loch is like a chaya, v'yeshba, drochim, shovel, a behema, v'yeshba, drochim, shovel, a chaya, ule behema, and v'yeshba, drochim, shena, shovel, ele chaya, ule behema. Certain loch is not like either one of them, it's not like neither of them. But Koponim there, it says, say to learn drachim ways, nisni dvarim. Why doesn't it say the word dvarim there? If it's telling me now, usually to say the word dvarim, there we see it says drachim, and there's no reason to say the word drachim. Vesu and also, what not, that we learned. Suvachas minat drachim sheshavu gitin nosh meshachuri avodim. Yad and Gemara gitin. These are one of the ways that a get isha is like a shichur avodim. It says learn drachim there also. The question is why? Nisni dvarim. It's not teaching us anything by saying the word Rochim. It could have said the word Dvarim. So the question is, why doesn't it say the word Dvarim? Elo, the Teretz is like this. Kol hei chadika plukta toni Drochim. Anytime there's a machloikis involved, then we say Drochim. Drochim mashma more ways. This way, not that way, it's a machloikis involved. But kol hei chadika plukta, whenever there's no machloikis involved, then toni Dvarim. Then we say the word of Dvarim. They can never bring a proof. The Tony Sefer, that by the Esrig, it says at the end of the Sefer over there, that Reb Lezer Oimer, Esrig Shovel Elon, Bechol Davish Ramina. That Reb Lezer argues over there. The Tanakam over there says that an Esrig in one way is like a Yerek, Vilchos Meiser. Reb Lezer argues in there and says, no, Reb Lezer says an Esrig is like an Elon, Bechol Davar. It is even for Meiser Sheni and Meiser Oni, which year is it? Also, it has a loch like a tree. Just like all other fruit trees, we go after Shas Chanota. When the fruit starts to blossom, what period is it? If it started to blossom at the end of the second year, it's called Paris of the second year that you have to give off Maisa Sheni. If it first blossoms in the third year, it has to give off Maisa Roni. But you do not go after, it doesn't matter when you pulled it off the tree. Because if it blossomed in the second year, and you first pulled it off the tree on the third year, that's the Machlaikis. According to the Tanakam, it's like a Yerik, you'd only give Maestris Oni. But according to Reb Lezer, though, it's completely like a regular Elon, like a regular fruit tree, that you always go Bosa Chanoto. Now, since it blossomed in the second year, the Maestris is called Maestris Sheni and not Maestris Oni. So that's Shemami, that's a good proof that since there is also Machloikis. So wherever we have a Machloikis, then we say Drachim. And now Mishnah also says machloikis, how much is kesef between Mesham and Beis Hillel. Since there's a machloikis involved, therefore we say the word drachim. But when something is galat, without any machloikis at all, then we say the word dvar.
Now, really, the Rashba speaks out that that before in the Gemara the whole time was asking the question, like, why doesn't it say the word Dvarim? And really, after we answer the Rabbi Shimon said the reason why it said Drochim, by Isha, by here, by Kinyan, because it wants to teach us that it's a derech from a man to go after an Isha. It says Lashon Derech. So Gemara's Mashma that only says Drochim when it comes to teach you something. The word Derech has to teach you something separate, special. But if it doesn't come to teach us something by saying the word Drochim, then it would have rather said the word Dvarim. So that's why the Gemara all now is asking questions, and the Gemara keeps on answering that yes, it says by Shiva Drochim, or it says Be'ilon Drochim, because it comes to teach you something. And so now we just asked, here we find things that says Drochim, even though it's not teaching us anything. So now we have to fall away, now we have to come onto another teretz, like how come it says Drochim, how come it says Dvarim? And that's the maskana now, that when there's a machlokes, then the derech is to say the word derech. But if there's no machlokes, then tak will be say the word that we use the lashon of devarim. Alright, we'll stop here.
You're holding down Gimel Amud Aleph. Just last Gemara going over. Fourth line. We hold it tonight, that's how we learned. Kvi. We said a kvi that's a sofik chaya, sofik behema. So sofik, what halacha this animal has. Some say it came from a chaya and a behema. That the mother was a chaya and the father was a behema. And it gave birth. So we have a sofik, what halacha does this kid have? That's called a kvi. So it says there, yesh boy drochim shovel chayiv, yesh boy drochim shovel behema. Certain ways, the shovel both ways. It's shovel chayiv and shovel behema. For yesh boy drochim shovel chayiv behema. For yesh boy drochim shein the shovel le chayiv le behema. So Rashi says it means yesh boy drochim the chibud the mesafkul on nezabol lechumra. We have a suffix, we go lechumra. Shovel chayiv says v'toyin kisidam. It's doima like a chaya that needs kisi adam. Ula behema, Rashi says, chel bayosa. That's the chumra here. That the locher is, by a behema, it's chaleb, it's osa. By a chaya, the chaleb is muta. But the opposite way, by a chaya, it's toyin kisi adam. And by a behema, it's not toyin kisi adam. So here we go to chumra both ways. The shovel of behema of a chaya, toyin the shchita. That it needs shchita like both of them. And what way is it not like either of them? Shein neshav lo lechayv lo behema. Rashi says that means there's also harvor in behema b'chaya. This creature now cannot live. We can't put it together with a chaya or with a behema. Now since it is shalav, it is a klayim or not. We don't know what this animal is. It is a chaya or it's a behema. So we can't let it live not with a chaya, not with a behema, because we have a suffix what it is. Right. So then it says the question is. Nisni Dvorim, why doesn't it say Dvorim? As we say now, the Rashba speaks out that wherever we could, we would rather say the word Dvorim than say the word Drochim. So why doesn't it say the word Dvorim over here? Vesu, and also, Hoditznan, that's what we learned. Zuachas minat Drochim, Sheshavu, Gitin Noshim, Shechuri Avodim. This is one of the ways that it get Ishir Doima to Shechuri Avodim. So Nisni Dvorim, why doesn't it say Dvorim? So here also you see, for no reason, like it says Jerochim instead of saying the word Dvorim. So how come sometimes Dvorim, how come Jerochim? So where it says, Elakolhecho Dika Plukta. Wherever there's a Plukta means, where the Mishnah is dividing it up and saying in one way it's like this, in one way it's like that. That's called the Plukta. Then we say Tani Jerochim. We use the words Jerochim. That's what Rashi says. Dika Plukta, Rashi says, Chilik B'Jerochim. There's a difference here. It means b'derech zu have a doima lekan. It's like an esrig before. In a lot of three ways, it's like an ilon, and in one way, it's like a yerek. So then we say the word derochim. That's called like one way. It's this way, and another halach with something else. Ma'ashenken v'cholhecha deleka plukta, where there's no different ways about it. It all has one straight way. Then tani devarim. Then we say devarim. And Deikanam, I'll bring you proof for this. Diktani Seif, at the end of the Mishnah, it says like this, that Reb Lezer Oimer, Esroig Shavu Le'ilon L'chol Dover Shema Amina. That Reb Lezer said, an Esroig is Daimu to an Ilon, L'chol Dover. It didn't say B'chol Derochav, but it said L'chol Dover for everything. Because here it's all one way. There's no two ways to look at it. Rav Lez holds that an Esrig is always like an Ilon. So since it's always like an Ilon, there's only one way to look at it, therefore he used the word Dover. That's called Lechol Dover. But when there are two ways to look at it, like according to the Tanakhama, that an Esrig for three halachas is like an Ilon, and in one halacha, like for Maisus, it's like a Yerik, therefore it says Bederech is this way, and Bederech the other way. That's the Teretz. That we could say either one, that when there are two ways to look at it, we say Drachim, and when there's only one straight way, then we say Dover. Now the Gemara says, Minyona de Reisha Lamute Mai, and Minyona de Seifa Lamute Mai. Like our Mishnah starts off and says, Aisha Niknis Bisholosh Drachim. So it says the word Sholosh. What do we have to have the word three for? Like go and count. It says, Kesef, Shtarim, Bia. We know it's three. The same thing it says, the Kreinis Atzma Pishtei Drachim. Why does it have to say two? Count, it says get, it means it's a Baal. So whenever it says an account, it means to teach you something. So that's the question, why does the Mishnah have to say Shalosh, and why does the Mishnah the Seif have to say Pishtei Drachim? Samara says, Minyana Dereisha. That the Mishnah starts off to teach us, Ha'isha Niknis B'Sholosh Drachim, is Lamute Chupa. To teach us that you cannot make erusin, you cannot make kedushin with chuppah. A chuppah is good after you have kedushin, you can make a kinyan nisuyin with chuppah. Chuppah is good for nisuyin. But to make the hascholis kinyan of kedushin, you cannot use a chuppah. Either kesev, shtar, or bia. That's why the Mishnah says three, lafuke, not chuppah. Rashi says the mute chuppah, which would mean shemosro lo avia lechuppah. If the father is there, and the father is like is giving away his daughter, bringing her down to the chuppah, l'shem kedushin is einam kedushas mekach. Still, she does not have the kedushin like this, even if you have a father bringing her there. But the father wants to be makna like, still, chuppah is not the kinyan for kedushin. And this the Gemara says, but really it's a machlokes. Ularafuna diyomar, chuppah koine mekal v'chayma, and afesun we'll see. Rafuna makes a kal v'chayma, he says, that madr chuppah could make nisuyin, chuppah could end off the kinyin, so for sure it could start it off also. So Rav Huna holds you could make kedushin with chuppah. So Gemara asks, according to Rav Huna, Tiyoma chuppah koinu mekal v'choyma lamute mai. So why did our Mishnah say a lashon of three? Lafuk is something else and it's no good. Chuppah is one of the things. Why doesn't it say it? Could be chuppah is v'chlal biya maybe. But I call upon him, he holds chuppah is koinu. So then why does the Mishnah say three? So Marin says, Lamute Chalipin. You know what for sure is not a good kinyan? By an Isha, by Kedushin, that's the kinyan Chalipin. Chalipin means, like we always say, he became a field, like by Rus, they made the kinyan of the field, the gula of the field, through a Chalipin. That means the person gives away his handkerchief to the one that's selling the house, and he's kind of the handkerchief, and Machmas, that is kind of the handkerchief, he gives you back the hat, the fields. That's called the kinyan chalipin. Like, I give you my keli, you're kind of my kli, and because of that, the know that you're kind of my kli, you are making the back to me whatever you want to give me, whether it's a house, whether it's a field. So kitsa, by kedushin, you cannot be mekadesh anisha with chalipin. The man cannot give her a kli, like give her the handkerchief, and then she should like be makna herself back to him. That does not help. So Mara speaks out, because really, I would have thought to say, ho yovagoma kicha kicha mister Ephraim. Like how do we know there's a kinyan kesef? Like we'll soon see in Amid Beis. We had it before in Daf Beis already. That how do you know that there's a kinyan kesef by kedushin? You can marry your wife through kesef. We learn it out from the pasuk here, it says kiyika kishisha. And it says, by stay Ephraim and Ephraim bought the field, kach, it's a loshna kichom. So that's how we learn out, kesef is kind of by kedushin. So if so, I would have thought to say, ma soda mikna b'chalipin. Just like a field, you could also be kind of a field with this new type of a kinyan chalipin, that you give over a kli, and because he's kind of the kli, he gives you back the field. So maybe I would have thought to say, afi shanami mikna b'chalipin. Maybe you could go and marry your wife also with the kinyan chalipin. Instead of giving her money, you give her the kli, and the hiya know that she's kind of the kli, she's marking herself back to you. So I would have thought to say chalipin is also good by kedushin, kamash malon. That's what the Mishnah comes to teach us, that it says b'sholosh to rochim, only these three ways, and not with chalipin. Chalipin you can't. So Rashi says chalipin means kinyan suda, a kinyan of a suda like a handkerchief. So Rashi says my suda mikne bechalipin. The Chassid says in Megillas Rus vayishlof n'olay v'hosam suda havoi. There was a shadow that Boyez was coming to be point, to be goyel to buy back the fields from Naomi. And it says they made a kinyan chalipin, that he took off his shoe and gave her the shoe. That was their kinyan chalipin. So Murray asked the question, V'yeim hachinami? Like, why isn't it true? Why don't we say like this? Like, why don't we say that you could be kind to your wife with chalipin? That's the Gemara's kasha. Why not? Why shouldn't it be good? So Taisa speaks out, what's the Havim Mishalim, what the Havim Miner is. Someone said the Havim Miner is that, since we're learning out Isha from Kicha Kicham as Dayefroin, so any type of a kinyan that you could be kind of a field with, maybe that's also you could be kind of your wife with it. Therefore, since chalipin is a kinyan by karka, the more that I have a mina, you should be able to be kind of your wife also with the kinyan chalipin. That toys doesn't like the pshat, because there was no havamin like you could be kind of your wife with the kinyan chazaka. We know karka, you could be kind of with chazaka. So why don't you say maybe also to have a havamina, you can marry your wife with the kinyan chazaka. So it also brings a proof also that later the Gemara is going to ask the question, how do we know that you can marry your wife with a kinyan shtar? The Gemara has to have special psukim, it can be kind of with a shtar. If you start and learn out that a kicha of your wife is like a kicha of a sada, we know you can be kind of a sada with shtar also. So therefore Toys says Avada, we don't stop and say that your wife could be like a kinyan karka. Avada karka is karka and your wife is your wife. Just the most havamina is that we have this drosha kiyikach, that you can make a kinyan kesef. So I was thought to say, chalipin is like kesef. Just like kesef is, you give away money. And with that money, you kind of something back. So chalipin also, you're giving away a sudar, and therefore you get something back. So I would have thought to say that the kinyan chupin, that the kinyan sudar, is like a kinyan kesef. Kamashman is not. That's the havamina. Then maybe chalipin is also good, just like kesef is good. And this, the Gemara asks the question, like, so why isn't it good? V'yayim, and let's make it say, V'yayim, achinami, why don't we say like this? So Gemara says, no, I'll tell you there's a difference. Chalipin is nayu b'pochus m'shava pruta. That it is a kinyan chalipin, that you give away your suda to the other person. And me, I know that he gets the suda, whatever, any utensil, any kli. And then he's makna back to the field. The kli does not have to be worth a shava pruta. Habi, it's a kli. Even if it's worth less than a sheva pruta. So it comes out that the Gemara says, is since chalipin is naya b'pochus m'sheva pruta, you can make a kinyan chalipin with a kli that's not worth a sheva pruta. At the bottom Rashi says, the kaim lo meperakazo, we come out in the Gemara above Mitzia, that koinim b'kli, you can be koinim with this kli, afal pi she'ein a sheva pruta, even though the kli itself is not worth a sheva pruta. So therefore, the svar of the Gemara says is, v'isha b'pochus m'shava pruta loy makna